Studies show that the number of young people who are abusing alcohol, illegal substances and tobacco are increasing in Benton County in comparison to other neighboring areas in Minnesota. As a result, Benton County Sheriff Troy Heck says they have come up with a coalition called the Benton County Substance Use Prevention Coalition. He says what the purpose of this coalition is.
Changing the norms or changing the perceived norms. One of the things that we've noticed is there's a big disconnect, especially among young people, between how prevalent they think the use of these substances is with their peers and actually how many of their peers are using these substances. Youth report that they believe up to 80% of all of their peers are using alcohol, tobacco, drugs, depending upon their age range. When actually when we ask those same individuals, you know, how many of you are actually using it, that figure is much, much lower, sometimes by 50, 60 percentage points.
He says, who are the members of this coalition?
The number of the community members on the coalition have been affected personally by substance use, either on their own or a family member. And so I think it is vitally important to get that perspective in the group and vitally important to use that person's perspective to reach out to others who are considering a lifetime of using and abusing these substances to help them serve as that voice of wisdom, that voice of experience to say that's not something you want to do.
Finally, Sheriff Troy Heck says, what kind of strategies they are going to employ?
We're working on coming up with some strategies that will help change the perceptions and the morals and the ideals out there of people who are using and abusing these substances, to change the point of reference to say that, you know, this isn't okay. Everybody is not doing this, and it is out of the norm if you are abusing and using these substances, to create a culture of people that say we're not going to engage in using these substances and abusing these things in a way that's detrimental to us.
Mohammed Najafian, KBSC News.